May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Many of you here might be familiar with the Magnificat, the song of Mary, the prayer of Mary, words taken from the first chapter of Luke's Gospel, actually. Words spoken by Mary, who had been visited by the angel Gabriel and heard that she is to bear the Christ child. She has been chosen to bear the Son of God. And Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth, who is also pregnant, with, as it happens, John the Baptist, or probably not, as it happens, God's will. And Mary says the words which we become to know as the Magnificat. And Mary starts the prayer. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. And in verse 5, we hear that God is casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. Words which resonate with this parable we have heard today in our gospel reading. Jesus talks about two men going to pray, and he observes the Pharisees standing proudly before God, recounting his great deeds of holiness, admittedly thanking God, but thanking God that he is not like those others around him, the thieves, the rogues, the adulterers, or even like the tax collector. The Pharisee is saying, look how good I am. Thank you, God, I'm not like those awfully lowly people around me. In comparison, the tax collector, one of the lowly as deemed by the Pharisee, is praying earnestly, with head bowed and beating his chest as he mutters in prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner. The lowly asking for forgiveness, you might say. Whatever our image of God, we will all know that God is merciful and forgives time and time again. Even in the Old Testament, where we do read of a wrathful God who punishes those who go astray, we also hear time and time again of God forgiving those who seek forgiveness, and God then journeys with them on a new path. When I do a baptism talk, I often say that a prayer is like talking to our best friend, or our parents, or brothers and sisters, someone who loves us, who will want to hear what is going on in our lives. And a prayer is like ringing them up, telling them all the good things that is going on in our lives, talking about the difficulties in our lives, and with God asking for forgiveness with all the things that we are struggling with. In our reading today, we hear that Jesus is saying this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. We heard that in the first verse of our gospel reading, slightly different translation, but the same sentiment. Some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. And Jesus chose an illustration of these two men going up to pray. He could have chosen a different scenario. This isn't a parable against the Pharisees. It is to illustrate how these two men went home today after their time of prayer. One was exalted, lifted high, the tax collector, and the other was humbled, brought down low, the Pharisee. The lowly lifted high, the mighty brought down low. Our relationship, our attitude to others and to God is what is important to God. Not our position in society, our status, not where we are in comparison to others. It made me think about this, and it made me think, being someone who likes competition, I do find the phrase, it is not winning that is important, it is taking part. To be honest, if I take part in this competition, I like to win. But the full quote that one comes from, it comes from the founder of our modern day Olympics, which started back in the 19th century. And it was Baron Pierre de Coubertin who said, "The most important thing in the Olympic Games is not winning, but taking part. The essential thing in life is not conquering, but fighting well. The essential thing in life is not conquering, but fighting well." And that I can agree with. I like to win, but trying hard is more important. I don't want to just take part for the badge to say, I did it. I want to try my hardest. Where I come, to be honest, is not that important. It's not the most important. So winning is not the goal on reflection. Hopefully getting to the end to complete it all, but doing my best, to my best ability, that is the challenge. To be honest, even a game of Ludo, which we're beginning to start with my grandson. Which I think fits in well with this gospel reading as Christians. We are all on the same journey. Well, to be honest, all of us on earth are on the same journey, whatever our faith or none, from the beginning to the end of our earthly life, our earthly time. And as a Christian, I want to try and get there to the end as best as I can, as a Christian following the way of Christ. And Paul talks about that in the letter to Timothy we also heard today. He says he is finishing the race, having fought hard and kept the faith. Keeping the faith is something Paul was encouraging Timothy to do in his letter last Sunday. That was the section leading up to today's reading, keeping the faith. And today Paul says that many have not stood by him in his troubles and desire to spread the gospel message. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. Paul recognizing the help and strength God has given him in his calling, in the race he has been running. Paul, being Paul in his humble way, while he often declares all that he has done, his achievements, he often names all those who have come to his help, including God. And today, Paul in particular notes the steadfast love of God, even when others are lacking in support. Paul knows he cannot do anything without God's help, and he declares that. Jesus often reminds us to call on God's help, his Father, our Father, the creator of all. And thinking about it, Jesus came to this earth in the humblest of births, born to a young virgin girl, his first bed, the manger of a cattle, where food was put in for cattle to eat. From this lowliest of beginnings, Jesus remained humble throughout his life, never wanting people to shout out about the miracles he was performing. His only desire to come to earth was to show us the way to God, to show us how to love our neighbour and the one true God. And Jesus was humble up to his death on the cross, a time he was lifted high. And in that moment, we, all of us here, and all the generations past and the future, were saved and lifted from our sins, from our lowly lives. We do have so much to be thankful for as we come before God in our worship and in our prayer today. Mary's opening words in the Magnificat were, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant." Let us never look with contempt on those around us, but humbly give thanks, asking for forgiveness for the wrongs we do, and look for how we can reach out and help others to be lifted up around us. Let us run the race joyfully, living our lives in a humble obedience, and share the great love and good news we find in our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.